Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Good morning, man. By the way, if you teach political science, let me sign up for one of your classes. I love the way you think. And people say, oh, no, you can't listen to him. He's a liberal. Well, if you're educated, you got to be a liberal because that's part of education. Education teaches you how to reason and study and look at options. If you're dying and you have two doctors and one's got conservative ideas and the other has liberal medical ideas, I'll go with the liberal guy because he's going to try everything to save your life. But here's what I called about. Trump is not above the law. Take the criminal to court. If we don't, even if Biden would get in, our democracy is finished. Because to let a slime ball like him stay in our society is just a ripping up the Constitution. And I'm just so sick and tired of these people that are afraid of him. What do they have to fear? The guy's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's had 11 bankruptcies, 26 sexual assaults, and that's before he got to the office of the president. You know, give me a break. Give me a break. You can't make this stuff up. So anyhow, Matt, have a good day. Boy, God bless you. I'm sure glad we've got somebody who speaks the truth, knows the truth, and understands democracy. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, thanks very much, Bill. Excellent comments. Thank you so much. Yeah, with Trump, here's the many people who go, well, the insurrection wasn't that bad. The QAnon shaman, he's obviously a nut with, you know, the war paint and horns and, you know, whatever, fur. But that is not the deal. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the so-called Green Bay sweep, where they intended to use sneaky little legal arguments that are false to take away your right to vote for president. They wanted Pence to say, well, I have some concerns. I'm going to send it back to the states. And the majority of the states on the Republican side had gerrymandered legislatures were to switch the electoral votes. Then it would have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is majority Republican. We came close to having our right to vote for president taken away. And that's what Bill is getting at. This is we use tired phrases, an attack on democracy, and it's a coup and all that. This was an attempt that, if it had gone a different way, would have tied up the presidential election in court for a year while Trump stayed on. And could have taken us out of NATO, continued what he was doing. It is not enough to put the QAnon shaman in jail. Trump has got to be put in jail. That January 6th commission has to recommend that. I do not like the fact that Benny Thompson and Zoe Lofgren have expressed some concern about that. They are tired old political hands. Tired old political hands. I want the young bucks on there who have some discretion, know what's going on. Refer him to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is timid. He's going to require the cover of a referral from the January 6th commission. Convene a grand jury. You put that evidence in front of a grand jury, they will indict. And then indict him. And they say, oh, well, there's going to be a revolution. Well, no, there's not going to be a revolution. There will be a lot of discussion. But people say, well, he'll certainly get acquitted. He'll certainly get acquitted. And others will say, no, he won't get acquitted. And they'll convene a jury, keep it anonymous, protect them. And he advocated Pence breaking the law and the Constitution, which is a felony. And then when it comes time to convict him and sentence him, you can use a lot of discretion. Put him on house arrest. You can do a lot of things. But he would not be running again, and his influence would be broken. He must be criminally prosecuted. Dan of Monona, my friend, you're next. There's a lot of people on the lines. I'm going to get to you in the order you called. Dan of Monona.
Hey, I just wanted to see if this made sense to you about the AR-15. You can't buy an M-16, and the only difference between the two basically is you can auto-fire the M-16 in the three-round burst. But in most military, don't use auto fire because you miss a lot unless you're close range. So basically, you know, what's the difference there? Then a 1,000 18-year-olds that wouldn't shoot up a school, out of those 1,000 18-year-olds, how many want an AR-15?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. I agree, 1,000 18-year-olds don't want to do it. They also don't want AR-15s. But if you shrunk that to the universe of 18-year-olds who want AR-15s, that's a lot smaller. And among that universe, there are emotionally disturbed people who do shoot up schools. And when the assault weapon ban was put in 1994 by the Democrats, but unfortunately, the Republicans insisted on sunsetting it by 2004, so it was only in for 10 years, mass assaults went down significantly. If you can save one school this way, it's worth it. One school is worth it. And I really like your expertise on the similarities and differences between an M16 or, you know, a machine gun and an AR-15. The accuracy of an AR-15 is heightened. And what does it matter if you can knock off 60, 90 rounds in a minute and 20 seconds, or in half that time? No kid is going to have time to get away in a few seconds. Those kids in Uvalde, some were decapitated. Some, their little bodies were, little ones' bodies were blown apart. They could only identify the little girl's sneakers. That is disgusting. Thanks a lot for calling in. Next in line, we have Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy of Beaver Dam. What's on your mind today?
Well, man, I just want to second the motion of Bill. You're an inspiration. You're like a human encyclopedia when it comes to the history and of various periods in our heritage here. And let's face it, Trump is a fake. We've been messing with him since, 2015 or something like that. You know, we've had to put up with all his stuff, and he should be put out of commission so that we don't have to worry about an egotistical guy like him to be a problem, you know. Happy Father's Day, by the way, too, Matt.
Yeah, same to you, Andy, and thank you very much for calling in. Great comments. Thank you very much. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're up next. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I'm going to make this quick. I belong to a gun club, an archery club. When I grew up, they didn't used to have hunter safety courses for young people, but they used to have a lot of problems during deer hunting of people being shot at or shot. So they decided to come up with a hunter safety program. That's proper use of a weapon, and a lot of gun clubs, hunting clubs teach that. The problems we've had with hunting is one way down. So the least you can do is have some kind of gun training. I've got a conceal and carry. I was licensed, and I think if you're going to own an AR-15 or any assault weapon, the least they could do is have a red flag, and I'd be for four. If you can't pass some basic hunter safety or the use of an assault weapon, then you don't need one, and a red flag rule. We don't want mentally irresponsible people running around. And also, when I was young, you couldn't ride around in a vehicle with an encased gun. I'll call them a weapon, and it had to be empty, or you're going to get arrested. So we went too far to the right on this thing. And I'm for guns, but you need to be trained. And they've worked that with hunter safety. And kudos to Bill and Andy, and happy Father's Day. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Great, great, great comments. And you just put the finger on a real problem. In Texas, they have what's called constitutional carry. You don't need a license. You don't need training. You don't have to let anybody know. You can carry a weapon in your pocket, or you can carry it on your hip. You can go in and buy an AR-15 when you're 18 years old, day of your 18th birthday. You can be emotionally disturbed. You can be insane. You can be a terrorist. And nobody cares, apparently, down in Texas. And then they get Uvalde. Well, Here's the deal. Let's use a little common sense. Here in Wisconsin, yeah, you have to be licensed and you have to have some kind of training. My belief is that the training for concealed carry is minimal, but I suppose it's something. But you can still go in and you can buy an AR-15. And some of these people, they walk in and it's like, you know what, they're going to fly an airplane or get on a motorcycle with no training whatsoever. They walk in, they walk out with some high-capacity magazines, an AR-15, and they go and maybe they shoot a little and it sounds great. And you have an 18-year-old who has absolutely no discretion at all, hormones raging, and he's depressed or angry or somebody jilted him or wouldn't go to the prom or his girlfriend went to the prom with somebody else or whatever, 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 and he decides to end it all. You know, this whole idea of this romanticization of suicide, it goes back in literature. There's a novel from the early 19th century, The Sorrows of Young Werther, that involved the protagonist who did that, and it sold gajillions of copies. So, but they act out and they kill little ones. They go into Stony Creek. They go into Uvalde. Or they go into cold-blooded in a grocery store. They never go into hard targets. They only go into soft targets. And all of the history shows that when you restrict the ability to buy AR-15 type weapons, this sort of thing goes down. An 18-year-old can easily get hold of it. And there should be universal background checks, not just in registered stores, but gun shows. And they should be very, very carefully restricted because you have people selling stolen weapons. You have people, actually you have people there selling illegal weapons. I mean, you've had people that have offered things like, exactly like bazookas. I mean, everybody, oh, I don't want to get into any of this. Well, let's start getting into it real quick. Real quick. Okay, we're going to be going to, the lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I know you've been on a long time. I will get back to you. I got to go. One great thing, a new nickname, this Larry Loudermilk, who led the tours of the Capitol, he is now referred to down there as Lion Buttermilk. Lion Buttermilk, because he brought some of the insurrectionists through to let him photograph the escape routes for the Congress. That's kind of just grisly humor, Lion Buttermilk. Going to a break. Do not hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back here.
Gave me the number when I was young.